It was recently announced that the late rapper Mac Miller's death a few months ago was due to an overdose of the opioid fentanyl. I'll admit, I'd never heard of him before his death, didn't know about his hitting number one in the charts or his relationship with Ariana Grande. But to be fair, he was only 26. Since musicians are role models and trendsetters, I think it's important to talk about how opioid abuse has been killing our musical heroes. Let's separate opioid use from any romantic ideas about using drugs for musical inspiration or being cool. Recent victims were just musicians trying to manage pain so that they could get through a gig. Prince, Tom Petty, Wilco guitarist Jay Bennett all fell into using fentanyl to manage hip pain. There are victims from every generation and genre. Even in the classical music world, a third of all orchestral musicians use some chemical to outlast performances. And let's not imagine that these drugs come from the culture of the artistic bohemian. Opioids are being supplied by pharmacies, and here's where a lot of people fall through the cracks. The bassist for Slipknot was prescribed opioids even though he was a known addict. Soundgarden's Chris Cornell got them despite his suicidal depression. And let's drop the fallacy that prescription drugs are less dangerous than street drugs. Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin. Similar drugs killed Elvis and Michael Jackson. Awareness of the problem seems to be important. There needs to be a better understanding by our cultural icons, as well as their doctors and fans, before we lose any more of them. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And you're listening to Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here with Mark Foley. Hey there, Mark.
Hello, Fletcher.
And a bit of a somber topic today, but a very important one. We can look through just a whole list of musicians who've fallen victim to this sort of thing. And at the very least, we can celebrate their music.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be kind of a poignant in memoriam, maybe. We were just listening to Elvis Presley's last single, which he released just before he died in 1977, a tune called Way Down, which kind of ironic title. Mm-hmm. It's actually referring to one of the backup singers who's singing this extremely low C. It's like one of the lowest notes ever recorded by a singer. So that's what he's talking about. But yeah, obviously Elvis had a problem. And, you know, I've had a lot of people, friends and family who have succumbed. I'm sure you have too. And I just feel really bad about this. And I'm just hoping maybe we can help here.
Heard Elvis Presley there. We'll move along. You mentioned Jay Bennett, the guitarist who was with Wilco, certainly for a while there, with one of their hugest albums, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Yeah, amazing album. It's high time I talked about Wilco, right? These guys are game changers. They kind of bridge the gap between singer-songwriters and indie and rock and country. This album, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, released in 2002, wasn't even going to be released. The record company didn't like it. So I think they just streamed it online and got out of their contract, and then another smarter company picked it up.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story.
Yeah. And there's a whole movie about it, right? Uh-huh. I haven't seen the movie. Have you?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, the movie is called I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, so that's our homework. Both of us are going to watch that movie. This is a tune called Camera that Jay Bennett co-wrote, Camera with a K.
Belong. I'm coming out.
From Elvis a little bit ago, so it's clear that this is something that isn't just striking fringe musicians. It's hitting our biggest artists, one of them Tom Petty.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sadly, I was able to reflect on Tom Petty's life. I think he's one of the great American songwriters. I love his tunes because they're so simple and direct. I love his words. The chords are just great. So I got to look at his life a little bit, and this is a band called Mudcrutch. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No, I was not familiar with Mudcrutch.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. Tom Petty's first band, Mudcrutch, they went to L.A. to kind of make it big with this band, these four guys. They I don't know if they had a relationship with some company that was kind of demoing them, and then they just kind of dropped them. It just didn't work out, and so a couple of the guys in the band ended up starting the Heartbreakers, and then they made it really big. But Tom Petty reformed the band 32 years later, and they did this album Mudcrutch in 2008. It's just an amazing album. There's some really cool covers on it. This is really heartfelt. So anyway, here is a tune by Tom Petty that he wrote for this album. It's called Scare Easy.
Started off the segment talking about Mac Miller, whose name I knew, but I also am not really familiar with his music, so I'm curious here to hear this song that you've got.
Yeah, and it's really sad and striking. I mean, here he's just this kid. This came out in 2010, and this was kind of his breakout single that came out on a mixtape that I think he self-released it. It's a tune called Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza. And that just kind of describes what he's talking about. He's just this kind of dumb kid, and he's, you know, hanging with his crew, and the words are just really self-congratulatory and inflated, only the way a teenager would talk. He brags about, you know, smoking weed and stuff like that. You know, little did we know, he had a serious problem, and he really paid the price. And I think he had a lot of talent. I think maybe you know, a couple more decades of really amazing music coming from this guy. So yeah, Mac Miller, Kool-Aid and Frozen Pizza, 2010. Rock and crowd, see me filling up arenas. This weed got me laughing like a damn hyena. Yeah, I live a life pretty similar to yours. Used to go to school, hang with friends and play sports. Every single summer taking trips to the shore. And that was all gravy, but I knew I wanted more. Ain't ever seen a young rapper like one. Can't believe they asked, swear it's just a mirage. Still got my training wheels in the garage. But I ain't gonna need those, I'ma go hard. So far, I've done pretty well for myself. Couple trophies on the shelf, so what else could I want that I don't have yet? Well, a little more cash in my own fast jet, so I can go anywhere, anywhere. Cali for the kush, cause boy, I know there's plenty there. About to be in music stores everywhere, but not yet. They can't understand my concept. I've been climbing up the Great Wall, haven't had a fall yet. These blogs gotta know I'm on next. Clean conscience, good Samaritan. Company sent me clothes, so I'm wearing them. If you didn't know, well, I'm from the burg. Everything I drop recorded by a big germ. I smoke herbs and I make music. I don't even talk about it, boy, I just do it. Everybody got their own opinion. The reasons why they feeling them, you must admit he's killing them. Running off adrenaline.
Chris Cornell, someone who was really kind of an icon for a lot of people, even though he didn't necessarily rise to the level of popularity as somebody like Tom Petty, but really I remember a lot of people being very crushed when it was announced that he'd died.
Oh yeah, his band Soundgarden, one of the linchpins of the whole grunge scene.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't aware that they were really, really cranking out a lot of good music even after the grunge thing kind of fell to the wayside. This is from the album King Animal, which was their last album, came out in 2012. This is a tune called Been Away Too Long. I've been away for too long.
When Michael Jackson died, I feel like it was one of those things. Certainly, there was a lot of devastation. It's Michael Jackson. There, you don't get bigger than Michael Jackson. But his life had been so strange that his death also seemed so strange.
Right.
But when Prince died, it seemed like it really blew this whole opioid thing up for a lot of people and made it a lot more real because. There was just something different about Prince dying and us learning that it was because of this.
Right, yeah, that was a blow, wasn't it? Because Prince is known as having the greatest work ethic of anybody in the music business. I defy anybody to name anybody who worked harder than Prince, who cared more about his music than Prince. He's a favorite of mine because I'm a Minneapolis guy. But yeah, it came out of the blue. And this is the classic case of somebody who just needed some painkillers so he could get through some gigs. He had some hip pain. He probably needed a hip replacement but wasn't able to get to it because he was on tour all the time. He was constantly working. It would be so hard for him to be in a hospital bed. And so then fentanyl rears its ugly head. You know, maybe started out with just like OxyContin or something like that. And as you build up the tolerance, it gets worse and worse. And so here he is taking this substance that even a snowflake's worth is enough to kill you. And they say he didn't even realize he was taking this drug. It was just given to him as a painkiller that would, get him through the gig. So I wanted to get into the later part of his life because he was probably fighting this as he was recording this. This is from his last album, Hit and Run Phase 2 from 2015. Really cool tune, Look at Me, Look at You.
And just as an illustration of his work ethic, you say this is his 39th studio album.
I know, right? Yeah, what a loss. But still a mystery, how I'm gonna keep my balance when I look at you. How can you not know? Standing over there like an Nefertiti or the Queen Dido. Please don't think too ill of me. It's all that I can do not to feel myself when I look at you. Should be praised. Ain't no need to hide. Every glass should be raised. Brandy or martini, kudos overdue. What else is there really when I look at you? Soul has tried when you look at me. All of the women just roll their eyes, but even Rachel can see. Stevie Wonder can too. Thoughts well up in wonder.